And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's now 9:16. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run. I've got Ibrahim Sani ready to speak to Hedi Humaizi Hussein, Director of Institutional Sales at Saturna.
Good morning, Hedi. The Consumer Price Index for September 2016 rose 1.5%. This is the same rate of growth that it rose from August 2016 at 1.5% year on year. Should we read anything into this?
Well, like you said, I mean, it's flat versus the August numbers at 1.5%, which is still subpar 2.0% inflation level. So looking at the current situation, I think towards the end of the year, you know, it might inch towards the 2% level. You know, currently the palm petrol prices have been going up, and then the subsidies of cooking oil has been, you know, removed partially until the end of the year. So I think, you know, you will inch higher towards the 2.0% level. But nonetheless, on average for now, Malaysia is still looking at about 2.2% inflation rate, which is below the 3% comfort zone of Bandar Negara. And also, you know, Bandar Negara has recently revised downwards the rate from, you know, 2 to 3% range to about from 2.5 to 3.5% range to 2 to 3% range. So I think it's still below the historical trend of 3.0%. So I think we don't see any, you know, concern on that at this point in time.
Stripping down the CPI index by category, the index for food and beverage increased 3% for September 2016. Is this a signal that F&B prices are going to go up in the long run?
Yes, it should. I mean, looking at the basket, of obviously, you know, food takes about 40% of the CPI basket. You know, for the last few months, we had this issue of price of seafood going up. And then, you know, vegetables going up because of the uncertainty in terms of the weather. You know, so I think food, you know, in terms of the CPI numbers, the food basket will continue to rise in, towards the end of the year. That's why I said earlier that, you know, from 1.5 by end of the year, you should inch towards the 2.0% rate.
Moving to corporate earnings, the third quarter numbers are coming in. How do you think this will reflect corporate Malaysia for the final quarter of this year?
Well, in terms of the quarterly numbers, GLC, like I say, you know, we are expecting the numbers to mean sort of like mix. We've seen in the second quarter itself that the numbers are, you know, not very, very encouraging, but not too bad as well. So I think towards the trend going to towards the last quarter of the year, more or less it will be the same. We don't see any significant changes to the earnings growth, you know, at this point in time. And, you know, Malaysia, for example, I mean, the corporates have been reporting from a low base since, you know, last year. So I think, you know, I don't see any significant changes. One or two surprises maybe for the results, but more or less the others will be the same.
Shifting our focus to macroeconomics, third quarter GDP expectations, what are you going to expect?
Well, it's going to come up this Friday. The second quarter was about 4.2%, supported by domestic demand. And then, obviously, the main contributor was private consumption and private investment. I think going towards, you know, the third quarter, we still expect it to be around 4.0 to 4.2%, owing to the support from, again, private consumption and also private investments. I think, you know, some people talking about a weaker private consumption in the last quarter also, but I think I was looking at the sales numbers for the motor sales and all. You know, some companies have been coming out with new sort of like products to the market, so I think that will help maintain the private consumption stable over the next one quarter or so.
And also, do you think, now shifting to fiscal monetary policy, do you think there's any insights on a possible OPR cut by BNM soon?
Well, interestingly, you know, when I was referring back to the statement made by Dr. Omar Ibrahim, the governor, he said that, just to quote him, he said that, you know, there will not be any, you know, currently there are no plans by the MPC to change the interest rates over the next few meetings. That was made in July when we had that a cut to 3.0% OPR. So to say that, you know, there will be a series of rate cuts, it's not true, but it's true. We will keep an open mind every time we sit down, unquote. So I think judging from what he said, the statement that he said recently in July, most probably in coming few meetings, there will not be any rate cuts. I think, Ben Gurr is quite comfortable with the 3.0% level. And unless there's a significant change to the global economy, which I don't see, I was looking at the IMF GDP growth numbers in India, October updates, there were not any significant changes to the GDP growth numbers. So I don't think there'll be any changes as well for our OPR this time around.
And finally, the big news of the day right now is the U.S. elections. Right now, most polls have closed in the U.S. Clinton is winning the traditional blue states. Trump is winning the traditional red states. How do you think this will play, and what is the impact on the local market it has on Malaysia?
Well, you know, on a global basis, if Donald Trump were to win, it will be, you know, catastrophic for the markets. So, you know, not only Malaysia, I think globally as well is going to be affected because of his strong policy, you know, towards the global markets and the global economy. I think it's very hard, you know, for Donald, my personal point of view, I think it's very hard for Donald Trump to win because if you look at the 11, you know, swing states, you know, Hillary Clinton is winning at, you know, North Carolina and also in Florida. So, you know, Donald Trump, he has got to win in all these 11 states, and so far we've not seen that. So most probably, you know, Hillary Clinton will make up to the Electoral College votes and most probably become the first, woman as the President of the United States. So if that were to happen, I think more or less the market will remain stable. I think previously, if the markets were down, you know, there's also an opportunity for investors to look into these stocks or even in these indices to, you know, to purchase them.
That was Hadi Humaizi Hussein, Director of Institutional Sales at Saturna. And now we have Melissa Idris, who spoke to Dodge Dolan in New York a couple of hours ago. Dodge is the Chief Investment Officer at Land & Fuse Capital Managers there. Here he is discussing how he thinks the election results could impact markets in the near term.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.